So I'm Paul Bowden, and I came up the streets in the 80s in San Francisco and was part of the Union of the Homeless back in the day. And we started a group in San Francisco called the Homeless Coalition. Now we only do coalitions to end coalitions, but back then we were new. And fucked around with Keith and them and Homes Not Jails. And just been doing this shit for a long time. About 15 years ago, this is Ian, my coworker.
Hi, Ian.
Mm-hmm. About 15 years ago, a bunch of us sort of, like, I like to joke that we're the Alec of poor people's groups. And so we do, like, a lot of the local groups are doing the same research. They're creating their own artwork. They're creating their own messaging. And it's really disparate because they're all in different communities and they're not talking to each other. And not for any fucked up reason, just they don't have the capacity, they don't have the equipment, they don't have the internet shit, they don't have all that shit. And so about 15 years ago, there was an idea to create regional offices of a national campaign. And Chicago, New York, me out of San Francisco, a bunch of us got together and put together a proposal to create regional offices for the National Coalition for the Homeless. Luckily, or whatever, they didn't want to do it. Mainly the regional offices would have dictated who was on the board of directors of the national camp, so we probably in hindsight could have realized that they weren't going to do it. But the people in LA and Seattle and Denver and like that I had been talking to about being the regional on the West Coast were like, fuck it, we want to do it. And so we created RAP. We have a whole network of artists that work with us. So the organizers decide on the campaigns and the message that they want. And then the artists, and you see all these posters here. That's a small sampling, but it actually works pretty effectively. If you're in LA and you see these posters, and then you go to Portland and you see the same posters, you start to get an idea that maybe these motherfuckers are talking to each other. Like, maybe there's something happening here. And this is where Ian comes in. We're down to get rid of business improvement districts. You guys have some fucked up ones here, but they're all over the place. And it's publicly funded. It's fucking amazing how powerful they become. 90% of their money is security. And basically they're transforming neighborhoods into business improvement districts. Like, they're not hiding their shit. They're very direct. In California, it took them four different state bills to get where they can plug into property tax dollars. And they're funded with property tax dollars. And the only people that vote on creating them are the property owners. The general public has no say. So if we wanted to access property tax dollars to build housing, we would need 65% of the general public to vote yes. These guys can access property tax dollars with 50% of the property owners signing a petition in favor of creating the shit. And it's legally mandated property taxes that are paid and collected by the government and turned over 100% to the businesses. Sorry.
That's amazingly corrupt.
It's fucking unbelievable. It's diabolical and brilliant at the same fucking time. And you can be both. Like, and these guys are clear, and they are pushing. We have a thing that we did with the UC Berkeley Law School that you can see the number of anti-homeless laws go way the fuck up since 94 when they started getting property tax dollars to fund business improvement districts. There's a direct correlation. That cities, this is neoliberalism at its best. We were on fucking, what was it, Democracy Now. You know, Reagan's wet dream of neoliberalism. That's what we're living right now. And that ain't gonna be good for fucking poor people, not just homeless people. And our thing is to really connect this to what is at the core of it. Not just talk about fucking helping the homeless. I was homeless for 6 fucking years. I'm not saying compassion is bad. But we don't need nobody's charity. We don't need nobody's fucking help. We need human rights. And we need to decommodify housing and healthcare and education. Those are 3 things that benefit everybody. You know, nothing ends fucking homelessness like a home. And we seem to be talking about everything but that. And now with MARBA taking over the fucking federal programs, and they're going to be releasing a federal plan written by Carson and Trump and MARBA, we're fucked. Like, we need to get rid of whatever fucking separates us and get our shit together and identify who the fuck is repping us in D.C. And I don't mean the politicians. I mean the fucking poverty motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some serious shit going on where for 37 years we've been tweaking how to do fucking shelters as an answer to homelessness. And it wasn't a lack of shelters that created the shit in the first place. It was massive disinvestment at the federal level in affordable housing funding. And then poor people became fucking homeless. And then you had Hope 6. And then you had Choice Neighborhoods. And then you had all these other fucking things that came along with it. Democrat, Republican. Neoliberalism isn't a political party. It's a mindset. It's government working in the best interest of corporate entities. And that mindset is driving, so we have tax breaks and tax credits and low-income housing tax credits and mortgaging public housing in order to fund public housing for poor people. How do you commodify public housing and say it's in the best interest of poor people? It doesn't make any fucking sense when you cut through the bullshit. And so we're right now in San Francisco, LA, Portland, Denver, and Sacramento and Oakland, you have citywide fucking coalitions that have formed. Call it whatever you want, but I'm using that term. That are based in stopping sweeps. That's the core of the fucking entity. And anybody that doesn't want to fight around that doesn't need to join the fucking party. Because it's amazing how at the federal level, the national level, that's not the shit people are talking about. And in the federal plans, that's not the fucking priority. And Marbut, this guy that's running federal shit now, that's releasing a plan on January 15th, has already created programs based in jails, taking vacant jails and turning them into fucking homeless programs. That's his mindset. And that's, you know, if you look at local governments, they tend to follow the federal funding. Well, if that's where the money is, that's what we're going to do. And that's how we get these asinine 10-year plans and continuum of care plans and homeless management information systems. What the fuck is that? But it's the fucking wave. And there's a million consultants making millions of dollars implementing that shit. And it's all about following the federal money. And that kicks down to our level. And what they're going to be doing is massive fucking institutionalized. Newsom's executive order, like, they're going to be institutionalizing people that are in the street. And if you don't go into the institution, you go to fucking jail. And they're literally talking about making it a 1-year penalty, misdemeanor incarceration for being fucking homeless.
See, I'm going to jail, Keith.
I told you that was what
we're all going to fucking jail.
Yeah, we're screwed.
I'm going to jail.
and you look at, like, what's happening at University Avenue exit up in Berkeley. Like, there's over 100 homeless people outside that are like, you know, they're calling themselves, where do we go? Mm-hmm. You know, we're not fucking leaving. And that shit's got to be supported. Like, that shit should be what the focus of...
Moms for Housing isn't leaving either, and they're probably going to get arrested out of the building pretty quick. Like, they have 5 days as of, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're refusing
as of yesterday. It was yesterday, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because really, like, we're at that... It's been 30 fucking 7 years. Like, literally, I was there. I'm old. San Francisco opened its fucking homeless program in October of 1982. It's 2020. Like, where the fuck are you supposed to go?
Yeah.
You know, and all of this artificial bullshit about, well, if we just do the case management differently, or if we just do our intakes differently, or if we just record shit better, or document, or put chips in motherfuckers, I don't know. But, like, it's everything but giving people a fucking decent option to sleep in outside. You know, and for some reason in the early 80s our DNA changed and a whole bunch of people decided, oh, it's so much nicer living outside. That ain't what the fuck happened. And it's got to get to a place where, you know... Here, take this one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Here. We need some music to go with this.
Musical chairs.
Sorry about that.
How many organizers does it take to get a chair?
To get in a conference room. We don't go to conferences.
But I really think people like the Moms for Housing, like, these should be our heroines.
Right.
You know, like, this is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And if they feel supported and they know that they're not just these four women by themselves,
right,
up against the fucking system, but they know that there's a whole bunch of communities out there that are doing the same thing and supporting the same message and seeing them as the proud, amazing people that they are. That's how we can start to build. You can't just tell people, oh, you're empowered. That ain't, you know. I'll see you later. You know? Like, that's not cutting it. You know, and it kind of seems like, you know, this was the hell of the war on poverty was creating the nonprofit industrial complex. You know, you want to kill a revolution, fund it. And you can tell it what to do and what not to do. And so many of these organizations were created out of the experience of people that are living out in the fucking street that are now working for their funders. They're not working for the people out in the fucking street. Mm-hmm. And that's the part of it that we need to flip, you know. And
that's what's happened to me.
Right, you got the cash committee right
now
there.
I'm working for that place. I'm not sure if they're helping or not.
Caseworker.
I'm a case manager.
Yeah, I was too.
For San Jose's first permanent supportive living place, Second Street Studios.
Yeah, I was too, and I. What I experienced at Hospitality House in the Tenderloin up in San Francisco was people coming in and saying, I'm not like those motherfuckers.
Right.
Pointing to their brothers and sisters in the drop-in center. I'm trying to get my shit together. And then they would go out to the drop-in center and the next person would come and point to them. Yeah. And say, I'm not like those motherfuckers. I'm trying to get my shit together. And I realized they're all right. Like, they're reacting to what they see in the newspaper, what they hear on the radio, what they see on TV. And they're saying, but that's not me. But they're believing that it's everybody else. And that's the part that I think just through community building is like, we're all fucking part of the same community. Mm-hmm. And we're not how we're being projected. It's not just that you're different. It's we're different than what's being projected about us. And just start building that sense of we're not those motherfuckers as opposed to I'm not. Mm-hmm. But it's so entrenched that they believe it. And case managers get burnt out. You know, so make it so that, you know, you can come up from the streets and get paid to help motherfuckers that are in the streets. But it's a means to an end. And the end should be making sure that nobody's in the fucking street. Like, and that's going to take fighting. You know, there's a reason why the 501c3 shit, the nonprofit shit, it says charity, not political. But you can't address poverty and racism and classism without getting to the political. You know, you just can't do it. And if case managers think that they're going to fix every motherfucker that comes through their door, they're going to burn out. And they're going to start identifying the problem as the people coming through the door, not as the system that created the fact that people have to come to the door in the first place. If people had access to housing and healthcare, they wouldn't need fucking case managers. You know, I mean, what's a case manager do? They try to get people what it is they need. If people had access to that shit, they wouldn't need a case manager to help them get what it is that they fucking need. So as case managers, you get an amazing overview of just how fucked up the system is. But that's gotta translate to using that information to change the system, not to get more case managers. And it's you know, I was asked to leave a couple of jobs when I was a case manager. I was really good at getting people SSI. Because at least there you had a fair, you had a hearing, and you could manipulate the court system. And I'm a white boy in America, so I could manipulate that motherfucker like no one's business. And the judges would believe me because I would have it on letterhead. You notice how, like, if the shit's written on letterhead, it must be true? So you bullshit, you know? But you do it really well written, and you do it on letterhead, and they buy the shit. But
if you're a case manager, they believe you.
It's amazing, you know?
Interesting.
It's really hypocritical as fuck.
It is.
Because the person says it themselves, no one believes them for shit.
Right.
But the little white case manager puts it on letterhead and it must be true.
Who's been there for 2 weeks.
And it's the same fucking thing, you know? And that's how the system fucking works.
Okay.
You know, and that's where I feel that, you know, we need to start calling this out because it's not unique to Santa Cruz. It's not unique to San Francisco. It's not unique to L.A. You know, they're saying the cops are passing out flyers in Skid Row saying that all the tents need to be gone by February 12th. There's thousands of people living on the streets in Skid Row.
Yeah.
Literally thousands of people. And all of their belongings and all of their tents need to be gone by February 12th, or the cops are going to start arresting. It's like the cops have already been shooting. They've already been beating motherfuckers up. They've already been throwing their shit away when they sweep the streets, clean the streets. Mm-hmm. You know, and now it's all going to be gone by February 12th because they passed an edict. Mm-hmm.
How does that work with Martin Rivers' voice, though? And
well, they're not saying all the people have to be gone by February 12th. And so Boise doesn't apply to people's belongings. It says you can't sweep the people without somewhere to go. And that Boise has kicked in a whole series, Sacramento as well.
But it uses
camping paraphernalia.
But it uses camping. You can't camp without supplies.
Oh, that's your opinion.
Well, I know there's some holes in there that could be argued.
You know, that's the thing about relying on the court system.
I think that's why they wanted a narrowing, but we didn't get
exactly.
It.
Exactly. And it's also why relying on the courts to defend poor people is a dangerous fucking game.
Right. Because
They tend to get really detailed. And really specific about a specific process. You know, it isn't against the law to criminalize poor people. You know, so, and when we did the Right to Rest Act, in California, Colorado, and Oregon. And we still have the bill, and we're still going to be running it whenever we get a fucking chance. You know, it was, you can't criminalize people for standing, sitting, laying down, sleeping, or eating. That those can't be in the penal code. Those are not criminal offenses. Mm-hmm. So long as they're done in a non-obstructive manner. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. If I'm standing here and I ain't bothering nobody, fuck you, leave me alone.
Exactly.
We get our asses kicked every fucking time we introduce that bill. And I mean 10-1 type votes on the in the committees. And the League of Cities and the Business Improvement Districts and the fucking pigs and the mayors, this fucking asshole from here testified against